Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
We're back at 17 till. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rick Maurer is here. He's our good friend, a longtime 10-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of several books focusing on change, focusing directly or indirectly on change and trying to help us understand that that when we see the handwriting on the wall, that we aren't intimidated by it, we aren't frightened of it, we don't deny it. We don't think it's a forgery, as he said, some people have said. And Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for helping us accept and lead, learning how to lead change. You've helped us with that over the years. You've got another story you want to tell us about this.
I do. Yeah, there's a new book that just came out, and I was reading it over the weekend, called Eisenhower in War and Peace. It's an extraordinarily good book. One of his assignments, as he was in the late 1920s, or it's about 1930, he was in Washington, and Pershing, who was the head of the Army, I think chief of staff of the Army, mm-hmm. said, I want you to look at what do we need if we have to go to war again. You know, so he talked to financiers like Gerard Baruch. He looked at the rubber industry. He went to Akron. He looked at Firestone. He looked all over. I mean, a lot of things. What do we need logistically and financially to do this? And President Hoover, you know, said he supported it. The public supported it. It looked like an incredible, it's one of those reports that was really, you know, seemed destined to be really important. But then Eisenhower, in his memoirs, said that the president was far too busy. He got a note back that said the president was far too busy to read such drivel, that the government is not thinking of a future war and has no intention of doing so. Hmm. Now, in defense of President Hoover, who knows what he was thinking, but we were in the midst of a huge depression. 1932 meant that he's now worried about getting reelected, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, so we got this huge depression, and the First World War, a lot of people called the war to end all wars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we can get that kind of stuff in our head and be, one, distracted by the depression, which is not, obviously, that's pretty major. But also, if we have this belief it was the war to end all war, and we look at Germany, and it's still in shambles, it would be easy to go, we don't need this. And I think you and I, and I think your listeners, are all capable of that same kind of, you know, narrow vision, and it's a killer.
Well, how it's going to happen in a small business how it's going to happen in a small business, what it's going to look like, Rick, is when we make a change, we actually go through the gut-wrenching, expensive process of making a change, and then when the writing on the wall says, okay, that was fine, but now you have to do it again.
Yeah.
Or now you have to continually do that. And we just get worn out. We get tired. We're tired of continually trying to find the money to fund it. And we say, you know, things are going okay. Why can't I clip a few coupons off of this last thing I did? Let me get over that. I mean, how many times have you and I heard that? Let me get over this last change before I have to do another one.
Exactly. Yeah, and there is that.
Meanwhile, you're getting run over.
Yes.
Or left behind.
Yes. Now let me make it worse. Right. I mean, I agree with you 100%. Plus, there's a phenomenon in many organizations known as founder's syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, we started our business to do X, whatever that might be, and we probably did it well, or we wouldn't still be in business. And now we want to keep doing it, even though the technology is changing, even though the world has changed around us. You know, and you looked, when the big box bookstores were up and coming, you would see all these little bookstores just like deer in the headlights. and they would keep on doing the same stuff that they were always doing. Mm-hmm. And some other small bookstores, you know, these little, you know, mom and pop places would start doing readings. They would start, you know, we have a new bookstore about a mile from us that opened up about a year ago. Seems to be doing really well. It's small, has a great selection, but they also sell wine and chocolate. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, it's now who knows how long they're going to last, but they're paying attention to, all right, so where are we situated? What's needed now? I can't ever remember being in a bookstore where they don't sell it by the glass. I mean, you could go and you can buy good wine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that paying attention to what's in front of it and if conditions change. And it's easy for us, because we built something that was successful, to not pay attention to demographics change or whatever it might be.
Well, and this is where, in my, you know, a lot of my folks listening are already thinking, they already know what I'm going to say, because I've said it so many times before, Rick. And this, you've heard me say this before, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Huh.
You can still love being in the shoestring business. You can still love being in the shoestring potato business. You know, you can still love being in the whatever business.
Right.
But this thing that you're talking about, this constant change that we're dealing with right now, the velocity of change that's happening, you cannot fall in love with how you do it.
Yeah.
If you do,
I agree.
Left behind or run over. Hey, yeah. Rick, give us that website again, please.
Sure thing. Yeah, it's www.rickmaurer.com, and Maurer is M-A-U-R-E-R.
And all your books are there, right? Feedback,
yes,
Toolkit, Beyond the Wall of Resistance, Why Don't You Want What I Want? And
that's
Rick Maurer
there.
And I will be back more on this topic of change after these messages. It's Tintel. Stay with us.
Yeah, we dance. Time to my bebop, baby, at the Union Hall.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.